senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at y'all from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thanks for listening. If you're listening as a rerun on the network, streaming 24/7, or whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com, or maybe you're listening live. Hey, what's up, everybody? Listening live. Actually, we've got about a minute delay. In case we say something really racist.
Oh, okay. It's not because of science.
It's science. Totally science. For some reason, there's a little bit of a delay from our software.
And it makes it tough when the signal has to bounce around the other side of the planet.
So in any case, hello from the past.
Right.
I
don't want to go back in time, man. Fuck that shit.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. And join us on that shitbag Elon Musk's Twitter. For some reason, still holding out.
God, what a fuckhead.
Although I'm hearing murmurs in tech land that, what's his name? Jack Dorsey's new dealio.
Yes.
Is going to be some kind of comprehensive social media site. And it looks and acts remarkably like Twitter.
God, what is it? How many of these comprehensive social media sites do we fucking need, right? I don't know.
But this one won't be run by Nazi adjacent Elon Musk.
Oh,
which
good. That's
we'll
good.
Talk about him, what he said.
Right. What's his problem?
Well, he's...
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Damn.
Now let's let everybody
hear it. Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
That's his problem.
Right, right.
I did that. Hey, let's see what the old headlines are.
Woo!
Today, the commie pinko liberal. I don't think
Fuck
I like
Elon,
this.
Man.
If this is really happening.
Oh, wait, what is this?
If Biden is caving in any way to
these
terrorist motherfucking cocksucking, not that there's anything wrong with that, dick cheese.
Yes.
Fuck whore, ass licking motherfucker. I'm trying to be like, pig dicks. I'm not as good at that as Michael Rapaport.
What? I mean, they want work requirements. That's what the GOP wants. They want work requirements for welfare, whatever the fuck.
Kind of the point is, if they could get work, they wouldn't be on welfare.
Yes, they would need it. What? God.
GOP giddy on debt limit, it says at the HuffPo. McCarthy brags Biden backed off the hard line.
Lies. I'm sorry. Lies. It's hard for me to believe anything that comes out of the mouths of these fucking little fascists. You lying, McCarthy. Fuck you.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy boasted that President Joe Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer are negotiating with Republicans on a bill to raise the federal debt ceiling.
Kevin McCarthy, you are Marjorie Taylor Greene's little fucking bitch. You're not boasting about anything, you fuck.
The president and leader Schumer have finally backed off their idea that they won't negotiate. They finally backed off the insane, unrational, unsensible idea that you just raise the debt ceiling.
It took 13 votes to get you elected speaker, you fucking loser. You are the worst one, and we're including these diddlers that came before you. My God.
You were Matt Gaetz's bitch.
Oh, yes.
Hours and hours and hours. He said that day.
You're way too old for him, too. Way too old.
If Congress fails to raise debt ceiling sometime next month, the federal government will be unable to borrow money to cover its expenses, resulting in an unprecedented federal default that could hurt the economy. Democrats said Congress should just raise it to avoid hurting the economy, but Republicans refuse, saying that Congress shouldn't raise the debt ceiling without reducing the future growth of debt by cutting spending. Never mind the $1 trillion hole they blew in the economy.
Woo.
when they all presented their buttocks to big, rich fucking
right.
assholes and
yes.
said, here, we're going to give you guys more tax breaks because trickle-down really works, even though we don't call it that.
You know what they want to do? They're telling us we'll raise the debt ceiling if you allow us to increase poverty. That's it. That's the only thing
right,
that
sure.
will happen. They will increase poverty. Good plan. What a bunch of fucking these Republicans should be very worried because, God, I don't know where I heard, but I heard Elizabeth Warren, I think it was on Chris Hayes interviewed, and she is fucking pissed at you guys. You have no fucking idea.
Now, Biden is saying that he's not negotiating on the debt ceiling. He's talking about the federal budget.
Yeah. And what's if... Oh God! One of his staffers—they were on the television this morning saying that they don't want to give. They're not going to give work requirements.
So
yes.
What a shocker! Biden insisted today that he's not actually negotiating about the debt ceiling. The federal budget is what he's talking about, even though to Republicans the two things are essentially the same. Biden said, to be clear, this negotiation is about the outlines of what a budget will look like.
Yes.
Not about whether we are going to, in fact, pay our debts.
That's what his, what's his press secretary's name? See, this is how boring.
Corinne Jean-Pierre?
Yes, she said that. That's what she said on Morning Joe this morning. I listened.
The key Republican demand is to add stricter work requirements to federal programs that help low-income Americans afford food and health care. The president said today he would be open to stricter rules, just not anything of consequence. It's not clear what Biden meant by the statement. Republican proposals for stricter rules in three federal programs would affect millions of people. That means less
yes.
benefits for millions of people.
More poverty.
If they're not somehow working.
But the Democrats are not going to give them like a work requirement thing. That's not happening. That doesn't sound like that's going to fucking happen.
Right.
You take
so,
that.
Single mother.
Yeah, you got to go to work?
These are SNAP benefits we're talking about.
But wait, the state made you have that baby.
Exactly. And then they won't give you, they won't forgive any student loans, or they won't make tuition college free.
Right.
Like in other civilized countries.
Yes.
And then they say, well, you know, you should go out and get an education.
Fuck
even though
me.
You're a single mother who's working, trying now to work
yeah.
a certain number of hours, but you can't work too many hours. You can't make $10 more than poverty starvation wages.
Oh, my God.
Because if you do, then we're taking it all away from you.
They're insane. They're cartoon-like in their evilness.
As if $16,001, you're suddenly fine.
Right.
You're cool. You don't need benefits anymore.
No.
You make over $16,000.
What about this benefit? If you're head of the Republican Party, you and Tootie Rudy could sell pardons to the tune of $2 million fucking dollars.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And punch fuck your staff.
I cannot take a party seriously. Yes, in a lot of things. I can't take a party seriously that's their head of their party. That Trump fuck. That Rudy Giuliani fuck. You drunk, rapey, fucking losers.
So, I mean, I guess we'll see what happens.
Choke on your work requirement, you fuck. It took you 13 times to get elected.
listen how clueless
fuck
this,
you.
This racist motherfucking scumbag McCarthy. he claims boosting work requirements would help people escape poverty. And ease pressure on the supply chain. I think when you're sitting in the room and listening to the American public, why wouldn't he want to help get people out of poverty? What you're going to have is a supply chain that doesn't work as well. More dependent on China and making America in a weaker position. God,
making America
can't
in
speak
in a weaker position.
I think that's wrong.
I got your supply chain right here, you fuck. Fuck off.
The same chains apparently Rudy might be into.
Yeah, Rudy Tootie, stay away from my supply chain, please. God, he hired that person and they didn't have a moment's peace from day one. I mean, that whole story.
Did you hear he allegedly would call her a whore and a cunt while he was fucking her and stuff? and expressed to her that he was into like BDSM, but I don't think that ever happened. But
I don't know, man.
That lawsuit is just amazing. It's really amazing. There's so many things. There was one. What was the article I saw the other day? 15.
Yeah.
Of the most outrageous claims in the lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani, which means there's more than 15 outrageous.
Somebody
claims.
Made the point. I forget. Like it, you know, and it, you know, you get to page 70. It's like all the way into page 70.
Right.
It's like crazy shit. Well, that's when I think the pardon selling is.
Oh, he's so gross, God.
The biggest thing is the pardon selling. But he did rape. He rape somebody in
we
that
We kind of knew about this, though. I mean, Keith Olbermann even has been pointing out that this story came out in 2021. That they were selling pardons and nobody seemed to give a fuck. There's so much going on after 9/11 and everything. After January 6th. That
the demented Rudolph Giuliani.
That they didn't, you know, they were everyone was woozy and nobody was really paying attention to that fact.
Dude, Keith Olbermann ripped Rudy Giuliani such an asshole on his show. It was pretty funny.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPost that the GOP are forgoing the Viagra tonight when they're fucking their mistresses.
Not Rudy.
And he was drunk all the time. There was one time he made her go get him liquor at like 10 in the morning, I guess is one of the.
Morning, noon, and night, I think was the terms in the lawsuit.
Drudge Report. We like to be fair and balanced here.
Oh, sure.
Drudge Report headline saith, taking a minute to load. Hopefully we won't have problems. It is stormy here.
Yes.
And we have history of outages.
Yeah.
Interesting. All red. Hannity Fox News Showcase moves to 8 p.m. So Hannity is going to take fucker's spot.
Who gives a fuck? God, do people give a shit about Hannity? Does Hannity get real ratings, or is it just Tucker?
Yeah, no, Hannity still gets ratings.
Really?
The Drudge Report dropped a siren-blaring scoop on Wednesday, announcing an imminent shakeup at Fox News, eventually reporting that Sean Hannity will take over at 8 p.m.
Big fucking deal, Drudge. Who gives a shit?
Drudge eventually updated the headline to note Hannity's new gig, as well as report that there will be two other Fox names that will be heading to prime time.
Okay.
Greg Gutfeld, who hosts a highly rated late night show at 11.
Oh my God, how sad. Prime time, what do you mean?
He'll be at like 9 and 10 after Hannity.
How much are they paying Tucker? Was it 40?
No, 20.
Oh my God.
34.
But they're getting a price break. I guarantee you they're saving money on this shit. Greg Gutfeld, what a loser. Who gives a fuck about that guy? Who the fuck watches that show?
MSNBC on Monday beat Fox News in primetime both total viewers and in the key 25 to 54 age demographic favored by advertisers. Rachel Maddow beat Hannity at 9 p.m. on Monday.
Oh, her balls to your chin, motherfucker!
And helped boost MSNBC to 1.86 million average primetime viewers.
Shit, Hannity.
Honestly, shit. You know, we're talking about these numbers as if they're huge. It's a million people out of a country of 300 and pushing 400 million.
Rachel Maddow's kicking Hannity's fucking ass. Fuck you. Fuck you, Hannity. Hell yeah.
They've had a rotating cast of hosts, Brian Kilmeade, Lawrence Jones, Kaylee McNinney.
Wait, who?
Brian Kilmeade, Lawrence Jones, Kaylee McNinney.
I thought you said Alex Jones.
No.
I don't remember us.
Oh, yeah, I'm just sending for Hannity.
They can wear the same outfit.
But the other primetime slot, yeah. Brian.
Yes?
Is going to Jesse Waters.
Well, nobody's shocked.
No, 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 no. Hey, everybody, it's right. Jesse Waters here in Chinatown. I'm talking to a 90-year-old woman who's an immigrant, and I'm going to ask her some questions. Right. Hello, can you tell me, is the chop suey good here?
This is
cricket, cricket. No, 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 no.
Don't you think this is this is like young kind of hipster Tucker? This is hipster Tucker. Hipster Tucker with a dash of little
Jesse Waters is young hipster Tucker?
Compared to Tucker, right?
I think Jesse Waters might be older than Tucker.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, maybe not. But he hasn't been around as long, but
is Jesse Waters the future of Fox News?
Oh, God, I hope
gross.
So. I mean, that would be spectacular.
What is it like there? What the fuck? I really can't imagine. I guess back in the day when Watts-his-face wasn't dead. Who's that guy?
Roger Ailes.
Oh, Roger Ailes, portrayed by. Sometimes, I don't know. I'm not saying, I don't want to, I know PTSD is a real fucking thing, but sometimes I find myself thinking about, I don't even mean to, Roger Ailes, who played him in that movie?
Which movie?
The one about Fox. The guy from Footloose. You know what I'm talking about. I can't think of his name.
Kevin Bacon?
No, the other one. The guy that played the nemesis in Footloose. Big fucking star. We love him.
Russell Crowe?
Yeah. No, it's not Russell fucking Crowe. It's the guy from... He was in Harry and the Hendersons. This sucks.
Lithgow?
John Lithgow played Roger Ailes. And that, his portrayal haunts me. Oh, God, I know. It's
of
sad.
John Lithgow's amazing
it's
repertoire.
Sad.
You pluck.
Have you seen
the
that?
The Bigfoot movie.
I know. It sucks. It sucks. Whatever. But have you seen that him play that? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh,
movie,
my
but I'm
God.
Sure he's
look
amazing.
Up a picture of him right now. It's Roger Ailes. It is disturbing. It is fucked up. I can't. My point is, like, even back in the day compared to now, like, the heyday of all the pervs at Fox, when you're running around dodging Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes is slinking about and the other one.
Oh.
But wow. Now.
Wow, it really looks like him. They
it's
even gave
really
him,
terrifying.
They gave him the jowls and everything.
Isn't it scary, though? I found it haunting and scary. I hate it. God.
I wonder if he's wearing a fat suit.
I would be, if I was John Lithgow.
I think he was wearing a fat suit.
If I was John Lithgow, I would be like, fuck you. You want me to play Roger Ailes? Fuck you.
Well, how fun would that be, though, to him?
No, I mean, like, but look what they made.
Playing villains is always so much more fun than playing the good one, the good people.
There's some about that. I agree with you, man. But some about that get up is like, ugh, some creepy.
I think he had to sit through a shit ton of makeup.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
probably.
Obviously, there's a lot of prosthetics going on. Because he's got like a sharp pointy chin still. Then they gave him the big fat Roger Ailes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Fat double chin.
No, they did some shit to that guy. They made him terrifying. It's a good job.
So yeah, there's the big headline at the Drudge Report is that Hannity is going to be taking Fucker's spot, and congrats to Greg Gutfeld and Jesse Waters. Man, you guys got quite the lineup over there at Fox.
What about some diversity? Are we concerned?
Who?
Fox.
They have Harris Faulkner somewhere. She's black, isn't she?
Who is that?
Harris Faulkner. She's got an hour during the day,
oh, okay.
I think.
But this primetime lineup. You know what was a good primetime lineup, the best in history?
Cheers.
I'll start with the beginning.
Oh, okay.
The Cosby Show. That was 8 p.m. Right. 8 p.m. on Must See TV.
Okay, I want to be a gynecologist with my own practice in my basement so I could just go downstairs. Nobody suspected anything. He could have picked any kind of doctor.
Right.
Really, what did him being a gynecologist have to do with the show? Nothing.
He was a doctor.
Right, but him being an OBGYN had zero to do with the kind of with the show.
I think that was a way to make it more enticing to him.
Right.
Listen, we got a script. It's right up your fucking... Somebody wrote this for you.
He just wanted to do the research.
Oddly enough.
Character research.
I've been doing lots and lots of research.
Yeah, he's already an expert in pharmaceuticals.
It was Cosby Show. It was Family Ties. It was Night Court. No, it was Cheers. It was Night Court.
Oh, Night Court is so good.
And then eventually Night Court was replaced with It Was Cheers, and then it was It's a Different World, the spinoff of The Cosby Show.
Those are your headlines, everybody.
And there were episodes where Bill Cosby, Dad, would visit the girl's dorm, and I didn't really think anything of it when I watched the show, but now in retrospect...
Dad, why did you bring your syringes with you?
Why does Bill Cosby keep writing him into this scene? His daughter goes off to fucking college. What the fuck? Jeez, can we keep him off? Everybody knows about... See, that's the thing. That's a joke, right? Because everybody must have known what was going on with Bill Cosby, because it's a TV show, and he was the face of that network. People must have known. They must have known.
Yeah.
There's no way they didn't know.
Also in the news, we've got a bunch of shit. This is from the HuffPo. This is, of course, our beloved, wonderful state here, Florida.
Oh God,
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Signed one of the most draconian bathroom bills in the country into law today, subjecting anyone in the state over the age of 18 to criminal trespass charges if they don't use the public bathroom that matches the sex they were assigned at birth.
Hey, Ron, you fascist, tubby racist, fuck you. Before you go in the bathroom, I want somebody to check your nuts. Let's get a good look at this little Nazi nutsack of his. You weird fuck. My God, what is going on with this state?
The new law, which DeSantis signed just weeks before he's widely expected to announce his 2024 presidential run, applies to government buildings, schools, colleges, and detention centers. A previous draft had included private businesses such as restaurants and gas stations.
Gas stations, you fuck! Where do I pee? That's private what you're concerned businesses. About.
Private businesses. So they were going to tell you who to allow in your private business's bathroom. Think about the small government Republicans. And now they're wanting to tell a business police their bathroom.
I tell you what, if I was president of Florida, number one, all this bullshit would not be a thing. We'd have straight up equality, whatever the fuck. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But I would report into you, here are the number of snakes. Next week, here's the number of snakes. And that number will drop and drop and drop. And snake bites
unnecessary
will drop.
I am
fighting this climate change bullshit. I'm going to war against humidity. I'm going to kill that bitch. I am going to eradicate humidity and cancer. And all kinds of shit that matters.
The ACLU said this is heavy-handed government interference into the most private aspect of our lives. The new law says someone can be charged if they don't leave a bathroom when another person asks them to.
What
meaning
the
it
fuck?
Allows anyone to police who belongs in which bathroom. What is, how many, when are the videos going to start?
Game.
Tonight? So tomorrow, the videos are going to start, right? Of these white, let's say who they're going to be. These white Karen Christo Fox who are going to be saying, I think you look a little masculine to be in this bathroom. I want you to leave.
Brown shirts.
Right.
So let me understand something. I'm in the bathroom. Someone can walk in the bathroom and say, hey, I don't want you in this bathroom. I have to stop peeing and then I leave.
Don't feel comfortable. I think you may have a vagina under there.
You know what? Honestly, if that happens to me, I'm going to get the fuck out of the bathroom because I don't know what's going on with that wacko. But like...
They're probably armed.
Yeah. I mean, this is insane. This is crazy.
Advocates say the law is written in a confusing and vague way and they are concerned about how it will be enforced. Well, we know how it's going to be enforced.
Yes! By idiots. This is a dog whistle to thugs.
It's unclear what steps need to be taken in order to charge someone with criminal trespassing they're asked to depart a bathroom.
A bathroom?
The ACLU says there's no good way to enforce this law without invading everyone's privacy. In other words, the police are going to say, let me see your dick or let me see your vagina.
So wait a second. You're taking a shit. Someone opens the door. I'm a guggle. Get out of here. You got to stop taking a shit and leave.
Yes, and if you don't, then they're going to call the police on you, and the police are going to... The only way to solve this crime is to check your genitals.
Can we make this stop? What can we do? What can we do? It is insane. This makes
vote
no sense.
Vote in mass. Keep voting. We've been chipping away at these motherfuckers.
The party of small government wants to look at my dick and wants to have people... citizens arrest in the bathroom? A bathroom arrest?
You know that's going to happen. You know somebody's going to pull a gun on a masculine-looking woman and threaten to kill them. Don't you move. I'm calling the police on you. You stay right there.
Is this back to the cruelty is the point? Is
of course,
this these guys?
100%.
What a shame. We live in such a dumb fucking society. We got to make the bathrooms a fucking cultural war zone. Where does the poo-poo and pee-pee come from? Is that how dumb we are?
Yes. 100%.
Holy shit. This is stupid. Dumb fucks.
Let's see. Oh, 4-year-old unintentionally shoots 1-year-old sibling after finding unsecured gun.
Oh, okay.
That's not the gun's fault. That's the parent's fault for not securing the gun.
The 4-year-old shot the 1-year-old?
Yeah. So 1-year-old boy in Texas underwent surgery after his 4-year-old brother shot him unintentionally in the leg after finding an unsecured pistol in their home in Houston.
Surely, I mean, you know, I don't know. That's just... What? Why? How could a 4-year-old even pick up a gun, man?
The father said the 4-year-old likes to play with toy guns. It was likely unaware they found a real one, which belonged to a relative staying at the home.
You dumb motherfuckers! So now you have to tell everyone who comes in your house. I'm going to start doing that. You don't have a gun on you, do you? Can you leave it in your car? Do you have to ask people that? Can I, or do people in Florida have
you can
a right?
refuse guns on your premises, right?
Can I?
Businesses can put up a sign that says no firearms allowed.
No.
Yes.
In Florida?
I believe so, yes. I think any business can do that.
Can you carry your gun into a bar? Because I've seen that a bunch.
Most states, no.
So us, yes, obviously.
I don't think it's legal here either.
I saw it, man, because I went to check out this one bar to do shows at, and there were people, man, I swear to God, it was a bunch of biker dudes with pistols on their hips. I mean, I personally am against it if it matters what I think. I mean, you know, I think it's bad. I don't think we need firearms at bars or anywhere, really, but particularly bars, man. I mean. That's where people misbehave the worst. And in the parking lots, even, you know.
No, but when the new law takes effect here, the permitless carry that the Republicans passed.
What's
the only place that possessing your licensed concealed firearm in a restaurant will be restricted is in the bar section of the restaurant. So in other words, you can go to restaurants. Restaurants are going to be okay.
Wait.
But you can't go into the bar section with
So you can so I want to understand something. Getting shot in a restaurant that has a bar would feel different than getting shot at just a bar in this scenario.
Right.
Because the fact that food is present, it makes it okay to have the gun. That's what that says. I'm sorry. Is that weird?
What do you mean? Yeah, well, it's crazy.
Because the kitchen is open. After the kitchen closes, but the bar remains open. Can I still bring my gun? That is stupid. That is the dumbest fucking shit. Is that Florida you read?
Georgia, perfectly legal to carry a bar, carry into a bar.
Georgia.
Although it is private property, you can still be asked to leave.
But they don't have, but you can. So if you own a bar in Georgia and you don't, would rather people not bring their guns, then you have to ask everyone there, do you have a gun? If so, could you leave it in the car? Really? How's that doing anybody any favors?
So there's a few states. Minnesota allows carry with a permit.
It's so cold. No one cares. No one cares there.
With no difference, distinction between open and concealed.
Are there any rules in South or North Dakota about guns, or can you just shoot people wherever you go?
There's no provision concerning carry in bars, but blowing a blood alcohol above 0.04 will lose you your permit.
You won't get arrested? You just lose your permit. It just seems... There's this thing in America where, I don't know how to say this, but the whole gun control thing seems so chill, doesn't it? It's just so chill. No permits.
Right, yeah.
You can carry, you're more than welcome to carry the, what about a brewery? What about a brewery that that has an appetizer menu, but not a full bar? Can I bring my pistol in there?
Probably not, I would think, but, you know.
What about a smoothie place? Well, there's no alcohol, so sure.
Who do we have here? Oh, look, it's Nick Fuentes.
Yay!
Nick Fuentes making the news with, let's see, this is, let me see if I can find this audio.
God, this Nick Fuentes, he's the worst one, I think. Nick Fuentes is the kind of guy where it's like, I could see he could do a thing where he could go away for a few years and then pop back up and run as a state rep, you know?
No, bitch. Well, I want to drink it straight from the tap. I want it raw. I don't want to wait a moment. Right when the milk is good, I want to start drinking the milk. Same thing goes with women. I don't want to turn 30 and find some 29-year-old woman that I have something in common with, and it's like, hey, properly aged, like wine. Women don't age like wine. They age like milk. They don't age like wine. That's not how their hormones work. That's not how they work. Yeah.
God, how come he's an incel? I can't imagine why nobody will fuck him.
What a great guy. What is this show about? I thought it was politics.
It's everything, yeah.
Well, I mean, it sounds like he's getting into, not that this is real science, but he is talking, this is science-based, kind of, right? He's talking about hormones and stuff. What an idiot.
And sour milk.
Yeah.
Not how their hormones work. That's not how they work. Yeah, I gotta find my 16-year-old wife.
Hey.
Probably when I turn 30 or something. Because here's right. The thing. I don't want to be like, let's say I get married to an 18-year-old now. 6-year age difference. When I turn 40, she's going to be 34. Ew. What if I...
Ew. Ew.
It sounds like some of this is like he's just showing off his adding skills.
When I turn 40, she's going to be 34.
Yeah. Okay.
Ew. What if I'm 30 and she's 16? 14-year age difference. When I'm 50, she'll be 36. When I'm 40, she'll be 26. Then now we're talking here. Now we're cooking with gas. Now you can see an alternative vision for how things could be. I want a 16-year-old that's untouched. Untouched, pristine.
Ugh.
Untouched, but uncorrupted, innocent. That's what we all want. And all 16-year-olds want an older guy who's like capable and strong and everything to sweep them off their feet. That's what everybody
wants. Good luck with that one.
Wants.
Yeah. God.
That's what everybody wants.
There you go.
Is that his show?
The World According to Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, yeah. So he tells everybody what they want. Is that what he does in his show? It's just weird to me. It's like...
Right when the milk is good.
Right, right. I'm going to compare women to milk. I'm going to say some creepy shit. And then I'm going to do some math that in my mind that'll justify me having a 16-year-old wife when I'm 30.
The headline at Mediaite says, neo-Nazi who dined with Trump says he wants a 16-year-old wife. In disturbing rant.
And we're not talking about Kanye.
That's Nick Fuentes.
Nick Fuentes, everybody.
Neo-Nazi.
He's not on the America First tour, or he is. Does he do that, or?
Well, he's America First. That's his, you mean The Reawaken America?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah. Reawaken America.
No, because they're competitors, I think.
Are they really?
Yeah, he's America First. He's AFPAC.
Oh, I see.
Right?
Right, I
like
forgot.
Like when CPAC is on, he has his at the same
time. That's right.
For the real conservatives.
Did they compete for the same audience, the same advertising base?
A little, I guess. Okay. Wait, is this true? Breaking news? Laura Ingraham has reportedly been fired?
Damn! Bye-bye, Nazi! Goodbye,
question.
Nazi.
It's all question marks, though, but a lot of people are posting about it.
Laura Ingraham had a regular show on MSNBC, is that correct? She does?
No.
Oh, what? I thought...
Laura Ingraham?
I thought she had, like,
Megyn Kelly.
Had okay.
NBC.
I thought Laura Ingraham had a Fox show. Laura Ingraham, the Nazi.
Laura Ingraham, the one who literally gave the Nazi salute at the RNC.
I thought Laura Ingraham had a Fox show at some point.
Laura Ingraham, has a Fox show. She didn't have an MSNBC
show. Oh, did I say MSNBC?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
So maybe, I'm seeing a lot of Twitter saying reportedly, but...
Yeah.
Laura Ingraham has been fired.
Who's going to replace her?
Waiting on confirmation from Fox News, but it's been confirmed by trusted sources. The fallout from the Dominion lawsuit continues.
If they want to fill that spot with another female broadcaster, I do have a shoe-in, a perfect, Don Jr.'s fiancée. What do you think about
Guilfoyle?
Yeah, why not?
She's not going to go back to Fox. Fired her.
Well, yeah, with a lawsuit, right? It would be tough. But, she has the chops that say, she's camera ready, isn't she?
Well, after hours, but yeah. After hours with a trowel.
Could you imagine if you told some people at Fox, like, Kimberly Guilfoyle's coming back? They'd be like, no, please. It is.
Oh, please don't.
So, God, I'm leaving. And he's jumping out.
I don't
want to
oil anybody's thighs again.
Get me out of here. I'm out of here. Get the fuck out of my way. Kimberly Guilfoyle's coming. No.
I don't want to see Gavin Newsom's dick pic again.
Get his guy out of my face. Guilfoyle this summer.
We've got also in the news.
There's something scary about Kimberly Guilfoyle now that I think about it. She would play a good mutant or something like that, don't you think?
Yeah, isn't she?
Oh, that's true.
Hasn't she been?
This is stupid, yeah. Yeah.
The National Archives.
Yes.
Your favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you guys know where your shit is yet? Have we figured that one out? No.
The government, the National Archives has informed former President Donald Trump that it is set to hand over to special counsel Jack Smith 16 records which show that Trump and his top advisors had knowledge of the correct declassification process while he was president, which, in other words, will undermine any ridiculous argument Trump has been making about him automatically declassifying anything I take.
He knew what he was doing was bullshit. That's what this evidence will indeed show. When are we getting it? Have they sent the evidence over?
The 16 records in question all reflect communications involving close presidential advisors, some of them directed to you personally.
To me?
To Trump. This is a letter to Trump. Concerning whether, why, and how you should declassify certain classified records.
And you did it wrong on purpose, right? Right, Donald? You know what you did.
The records may also provide insight into Trump's intent and whether he willfully disregarded. let's speculate here. He did.
He doesn't know anyway.
Whether he willfully disregarded what he knew to be clearly established protocols, according to sources familiar with
clearly
recent testimony.
Clearly established protocols that you took and you dragged your diaper over.
Trump and his allies have insisted that as president, he doesn't have to follow any specific process.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man, baby.
To declassify documents.
Shove them up your pie hole. Who gives a fuck?
At that CNN bullshit town hall last week.
Yes.
He claimed that simply removing classified documents from the White House meant that he had automatically declassified them.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Right. How does that make any fucking sense, and Schindler?
By the way, he said, they become automatically declassified when I took them. Which is a lie.
How does that make sense, though? Let's say, how would you explain that?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, how does he square that line? Because
he's president.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Because Rudy probably told it to him while he was getting a blowjob on the phone.
Rudy Tooney's hair is melting. He's chopping on Viagra. He's talking to Trump. His dick's in somebody else.
I'm getting a blowjob right now. I'm talking to you, Mr. President.
Someone save these people that have to work with this man.
Trump, shockingly, allegedly tried to block the special counsel from getting these 16 records by asserting a claim of constitutionally based privilege, all this bullshit privilege that they then take to court, and the courts are like, you don't have any fucking privilege, you asshole.
They are, the bad guys are calling it constitutionally based privilege.
Yes.
That, is that a term they just shat out of their butthole? It doesn't mean anything.
But the archives reject that claim, stating that the special counsel's office had represented that it is prepared to demonstrate with specificity to a court why it is likely the 16 records contain evidence that would be important to the grand jury's investigation. In other words, they're going to show the grand jury that Trump knew that he couldn't magically...
Right.
Declassify something just by throwing it in a box and strapping it onto Stephen Miller's back.
And waving Bannon's skin flute over it. That doesn't do anything, right?
So, so Trump didn't want these correspondences given to Jack Smith. I wonder why.
Well, yeah.
So now they're like, give it to him.
Yes, absolutely.
But of course, Trump's team may try to challenge in court. I'm sure they will.
Fuck that. Stop it. Just give Jack Smith what the fuck he wants. Come on. We all know where these challenges are going. You don't have shit, right? They're just delaying when they challenge. How do you challenge this?
But somebody, I guess, in Trump's camp said that in the past, the archives has handed over documents before the Trump team has had a chance to challenge. So they're not quick enough. If they're not fast enough, it's not the archives' fault.
Listen, it's not right.
There was something where literally they had like 48 hours and all they had to do was file in court and it would have put a hold
on
something.
They needed more time.
And they just didn't. And then they bitched and moaned about it when the archives sent the stuff over.
So what do they want? Do they think because they're stupid they get more time just because they're stupid? Is that fair? We have to allow for stupidity, I guess. Take as much time as you need, dumb fucks. Whenever.
Former president and his allies claimed Trump had a standing order to declassify any document he took from the Oval Office. But 18 former top Trump administration officials said they never heard any such order issued during their time working for Trump, that the claim was, quote, ludicrous, ridiculous, and complete fiction.
What is the process? Well, let's say I'm president. I want to declassify this. I want to declassify the menu that we had yesterday for your lunch.
You have to, like, have somebody fill out a form.
I get a stamp. I stamp it declassified. I give it to Stephen Miller, and he takes it to some Nazis, and they do some hookity-bookity. And then it's released. Is that what happens in the Trump administration?
The 16 records may help federal investigators overcome a significant obstacle to a potential prosecution of Trump. While presidents have ultimate declassification authority, the limits of that authority haven't been tested in the courts. That means the various claims by Trump and his allies that he declassified material without going through the standard process cannot be completely dismissed.
Well, that's true. They didn't declassify anything, so they didn't go through the standard process.
Right.
So, but that's wrong. What were they? Fuck all that. For a second, fuck all that declassification. Who fucking cares? What were they doing with it in the first place? What were they doing with it?
Trump in the CNN town hall misrepresented the Presidential Records Act, falsely claiming he was allowed to take documents when he left office. In reality, the Presidential Records Act provides that as soon as a president leaves office, the National Archives becomes the legal custodian of the president's records, which belong to the public.
That's our records, motherfucker. Give me back my shit. Give it back right now. He thinks he owns it, right? He thinks that's
his. He owns the country. No, what do you mean?
It's mine, Trump. It's not yours.
He thinks he owns everything.
We pay you, motherfucker.
He thinks president is king.
We paid you when you were president, even though you didn't take a salary, right?
And then those dick riders like Barr, the Trump dick riders.
Yeah.
Are all into that you know, Unitarian president is king kind of bullshit, yeah. Unless it's a Democrat, of course.
Right. But, you know, Barr and some of those people, aren't they weird Catholics?
Yeah, Barr is Opus Dei. Like,
yeah, that's some weird fucked up shit, right? Oh. No, you know what? You never want to be described, be like, oh yeah, like Mel Gibson.
I'm sure they're buds. I don't know how big Opus Dei is.
Oh my God, could you imagine when they have their meetings and be like, Mel Gibson's coming. So just, you know.
Well, it's not like there's going to be black people or Jews at anything Bill Barr puts together either.
You don't think Mel Gibson makes everybody nervous when he goes in a room? He just looks like a guy that might accidentally drop a knife in your stomach or something. I mean, he just looks like a guy that's trouble.
He's got some issues. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
You know, I wonder what voicemail tapes we didn't hear from Mel Gibson that are out there that we don't know about, that we never heard from.
Oh, I think we would have heard them by now.
You think?
Let's see. Oh my God, Mike Lindell tweeted 18 hours ago. Scientific proof, internationally renowned physicist, absolutely proves 2020 election was biggest cybercrime in world history.
Mike! It's reality. Are you still doing this?
Oh, well, here you go. Wait.
Let's talk real quickly about what you talked about, the crime. And when can we expect that?
Okay, this is real important. You can go to electioncrimebureau.com. The Election Crime Bureau I formed about a month and a half ago now. And within 2 weeks, that's why I say we're getting together.
Within 2 weeks. It's always within 2 weeks.
You know, Mike, I think you're a believer. I think you're in it to win it, right? Don't you?
Yeah, I think I think the coke did bad things to his brain.
Sure, but when is it over? That's my question. I'm interested. What do you think? Can you project an end of I don't even know what he'd be ending. The end to this delusion.
Good luck.
No, I'm saying, when do you think he'll be done with it?
When he dies. You think he's going to change his mind?
I don't know. I just don't understand his point, because he's not going to be right ever. But he's not slowing down. I'm just saying, at some point, does he have to stop? Or you think he'll just croak, feel you?
You know, they were afraid in fear. And they, I said, no, the real people are not going to shop there if you do this to me. And that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. But, you know, I feel bad that all those jobs were lost. These ones that are going bankrupt and stuff.
Bed Bath & Beyond has gone into bankruptcy, and he's claiming credit because they stopped selling his pillows. And he told them not to stop selling his pillows. And now they're going bankrupt, and he's claiming that it was him.
Hey, listen, Mike, you this is a space you shouldn't brag in about this bankruptcy shit, because you've blown, how much money has he blown fighting?
40 mil, he said.
40 fucking million dollars.
That's why he's going to be selling shares, allegedly. I can't wait for those felonies to rack up.
How much does he blow at these symposiums? It's just, God.
Millions, hundreds of thousands.
God, you're insane.
Setting all this shit up.
Stop it. I think his family could put him in a home and make him feel like he's still doing all this bullshit, but then he's not doing it. You know?
Absolutely, yes. 83 million to 64 million for Biden. They stole tens of millions. It's actually a good thing every day that people are getting going, wow, think if this would have never happened to everybody, we would be boiled like frogs and be over. Now everybody's, their eyes are being opened. Everybody's eyes are being opened.
Stop the fuck with my eyes.
We're going to get to a great place out here. We're going to look back and say this was all in God's timing, not our timing. And everything had to happen just the way it did for a reason to get more and more people
You look at the.
You know what I do if I'm related to him? You know what I do as if I'm a friend of his family?
Get a job.
No. This is what you do. You tell Mike I was contacted by, you know who I was contacted by, Mike? He goes, oh, yes. You have to go into hiding right now. They're on to you. You have to go into hiding. And you put him into hiding somewhere. And just let him know that he can't do anything and keep feeding him and shit. Just keep him down there and just take his money away and he'll stop spending his money.
We've got the Election Crime Bureau that's going great. We've got the summit coming up. We're going to keep pushing that. August 16th and 17th in Springfield, Missouri is going to be the biggest watch program, I hope, in history because...
Dude, it's going to be the biggest watch program in history. His 48-hour election crime summit.
Man, Mike, it's just not... It's... Don't you think you could just keep him in a room somewhere and just put in fake media whenever, just figure out how to make him feel like he's out there doing things, and it wouldn't seem that different.
And he keeps doing this this Jerry Lewis bullshit. Like he has these symposiums, and he stays up and just goes straight through, and runs the whole thing all the time, never shuts up.
He's really just sitting there like on a webcam,
saying nothing.
Yeah,
saying utterly nothing.
But he's spending money, though, right? I mean, I'm sure the symposium's cost his overhead. I mean, it's an event.
Sure.
Does he have lanyards and you have like a badge?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Well, see, that's an expense. I mean, all these things are an expense that he's doing with these symposiums, and
you got to hire dick checkers for the bathrooms.
Yeah. Well, that's now you're talking about a benefit.
Right.
Is there a ticket to get in? Or is it free?
Well, I would assume you have to register.
Yeah, you have to pay. I mean...
You can watch it why? When you can watch it for free, it's going to be the biggest show ever, Ryan.
Yeah, it's going to be the biggest show ever. What? It sounds like...
Yeah.
It's really disturbing. In Salon, there was an article about how, you know, in Florida, a place like Florida where they have tornadoes and hurricanes and shit like that and floods, that you know who's coming in to fill the gap between like when FEMA's not there, the Oath Keepers.
Oh yeah, that's what they all do. That's what the Al-Qaeda did.
Yeah,
the Taliban, they go in and they give the people food and water and everything, and then the people are like, well these Al-Qaeda guys aren't so bad.
You know what my thought was, if these Oath Keepers and these other Nazis have supplies that they could give us this shit, why aren't we taking it from them? But these are Nazis, who gives a fuck?
So here on January 7th and 8th they shut down 1.2 million Americans and actually across the world. There were churches, people that still were going to speak out got shut down, and everyone else was put into fear. So what happened was you had people that our real president lost his Twitter, lost his Facebook. Remember those days? So they wanted to kill our voice forever. And I've used this analogy, and I'll use it again. When I was a kid, we'd have black and white TVs. We'd turn them off, and they'd go to this little tiny white dot, blue dot, and we'd sit there, and who could get the dots this small? Before it went out, you turn it back on, it would come back to life. Now, Grant, that dot was our voice, everybody, on those 2 days. That dot was so small you couldn't even see it. We were Nazi Germany, about to be Nazi Germany, where nobody was going to speak, nobody had a voice, and if you did speak, you're hauled away, and the rest of them were put into fear.
So after the 6th,
yes,
because we and rightfully the world were outraged and horrified by the drooling violent maggots that attacked at Trump's behest,
the fascists
that attacked the Capitol, that there was a reaction and that people were like, look, we got to stop talking about the lie that the election was stolen because now we have real violent, yes, death-causing consequences.
Well, it was a coup.
But he's saying it's like Nazi Germany.
You know, it's interesting that a Nazi would actually bring up Nazi shit.
Right.
It's the proximity.
Like, he's the victim.
Well, he's a Nazi. He's in the proximity to the Naziness he's bringing up. They always do that.
So insane. So insane. So insane.
This guy makes pillows. This guy just something like this guy, Mike Lindell, was sitting at home minding his own business, smoking crack, staring at the time. Staring at the tiny little dot on the television. And somehow the election was bullshit. That's all I got from that. What a fuckhead. This stupid asshole. They're coming for you, Mike. You better hide. Go into hiding.
Oh, my God. Lead organizer of Christians Against Christian Nationalism.
Okay.
I guess we like them.
Yeah. Yeah, get your house together, you dumb fucks. That's what you guys always tell every Arab country whenever there's any terrorist bullshit. Like, you should go get you me. Go get your fuckers.
Executive director of the Baptist Joint Committee for Religious Liberty.
Woo!
She tweeted, I went inside the Reawaken America tour at Trump Doral Resort. As Mike Lindell spread election lies from the stage, there were baptisms going on the patio. They have little kids' pools inflated.
I got to tell you something. I'm against that. They should shut that shit down for obvious fucking reasons, guys. Wow. We're talking about Republican evangelicals. They love to diddle.
She says it was alarming to watch the idolatrous movement of Christian nationalism co-opt symbols of Christianity for political power.
Duh! Welcome to the motherfucking party. Of course, it is your friends. It is your fellow fucking Christians all up in this. Don't act like you're surprised.
Well, she heads up two organizations that are speaking out against it.
Well,
so,
that's good.
I guess
that's good.
We have to give her some credit.
No. It's just like she's surprised at looking at all this. We talk about this on our show all the fucking time. Read the news.
She's horrified. I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, my God. Right. It's been happening.
Listen to Crab.
You guys have been doing that. And yes, you guys.
You don't even need to listen to Faithless Friday.
Fuck
just
off.
Listen to any day. And we have too many stories.
They don't like it because the American the Christian nationalists are crass. That's their problem, I bet. I bet that's a difference.
Ron DeRacist, God, don't make me look at his picture anymore.
God, what a dumb fuck. What a little fucking Mussolini, fucking Hitler fuck. Jeez.
And not going well in the polls for him.
Ron DeRacist is running around this fuck stick. Did he not go to Europe? Was that a fever dream?
Yeah, no, he did.
He went to Europe.
Remember Trump talked about it. He's like, why did you even go? Everybody's wondering why. And you're so boring.
Yes. Quit making me agree with that Nazi. I thought the same thing. And DeRacist is doing all this shit. He's jumping through hoops. He's jacking people off. Remember, he's doing the thing now where he's trying to shake hands and make eye contact with people and be more human. Did you see that? I mean, he's doing all this shit. And all Trump does is wake up in the morning, fill up his diaper, and he says, I'm going to give this guy a personality transplant. And he's taken care of. You know what I mean? DeSantis is a loser. Big fucking loser.
Thoughts and prayers?
9!
For Lauren Boebert.
Boebert.
As apparently Ryan, the fairy tale romance... Okay. Between her and the guy that waves his dick at underage girls in bowling alleys.
Yes.
Is ending. As yesterday they have announced
that
they are divorcing after almost 18 years.
Damn.
As they're set to become grandparents.
Wow. Wait, they are grandparents, right? Surely.
They're 17 or 18 year old son impregnated his 16 or 17 year old girlfriend.
They waited a while. They waited late.
I don't think she's had the baby yet, but they they did announce.
Are they going to have an abortion? I hope not. Jeez.
But there was a report that
Boebert,
that Jason Boebert sicked his dogs on the process server
of the divorce papers.
Yes.
What the fuck? Wait, Jason Boebert, just so we're all clear, he's the guy with the tattoo on his dick. He has a tattoo.
Yeah, well, yeah, allegedly, I guess, or near his dick.
Well, you know, if you can't have a tattoo, you have to get it touched up. It seems like a rough place to have a tattoo, right? That's what he was showing these underage kids, his tattoo.
Both the Sun and the Daily Beast reported the process server claimed in an affidavit that Jason Boebert chased him away while cursing before sicking his dogs on him.
Oh, that's
quote,
nice.
I tried to hand him the documents, but he did not take them. He started yelling and using profanities, told me I was trespassing, that he was calling the sheriff's office. I told him I was leaving the documents on the chair outside the door. He closed the door, then let the dogs out.
What a bitch move on his part.
The process server noted that Boebert was cleaning a gun and drinking a tall glass of beer while he was served.
Okay, things are going good over there. I love our culture. You can get drunk and fucked up, and there's no problem. I got my gun right here. I'm going to clean it, and then what? What's he doing after he cleans it? He's going shooting? Perfect. God.
Boebert is defending her soon-to-be ex, saying these are false allegations.
God.
She says, our own home security footage shows he didn't sick dogs on the process server.
Well, wait.
And that the dogs were outside when the server pulled up and never showed aggression towards him. Boebert also felt it important to correct the part of the process server's account where he claimed Jason Boebert was cleaning guns and drinking beer. Jason doesn't sit around cleaning guns, and he certainly doesn't drink beer out of a glass.
What?
Just as much as he doesn't drink Bud Light, she said.
Is that why the story falls apart? Because the detail of the glass? Here's a news flash. You're getting a divorce. You don't know your husband that well. Maybe he drinks beer out of a glass. Maybe he violently attacks process servers when he gets shit-faced. There's something. Maybe he likes to show people his penis. Well, you know that part.
She wrote, I've always spoken highly of my marriage. I believe in marriage. I believe in the power our words hold. Jason, a man I spent half my life with, did not sign up to be in the public limelight, and he certainly did not agree to be... Well, his dick was out in the
right,
limelight.
Right, yeah, that's sort of...
He certainly did not agree to be falsely accused of things he didn't do. The story is reported that the process server and even Jason running over a mailbox... Oh, I didn't see that part. ...are a complete lie. Jason doesn't sit around cleaning guns... Oh, the running over the mailbox was the previous story.
Oh.
When we had we played the 911 call of the neighbor.
Right.
Saying, you know who these people are. It's the Boeberts.
You know, the thing is, it's like Boebert E. Lee. Why is the process server making that up then? Why would they make that up? They just decided
to be liberal, Ryan.
They wanted to make up a story so they could get publicity. Is that what you're saying? Why would they lie?
Our divorce is a private matter, but the misrepresentations must be addressed. Jason deserves his privacy, not slanderous stories. Despite what others may say, I welcome your thoughts and fervent, heartfelt prayers
fervent?
For our family.
Shove it up your ass. Who gives a fuck? Fervent. I want fervent prayers. Okay,
I don't
good.
Approve of this meme at all.
Fervent. What is that?
It's Mike Lindell. From his MyPillow promo, and in place of the pillow, they photoshopped Boebert, and it says, introducing my prostitute. We don't abide by that at all. That's misogynistic.
Yeah, that's shitty, but, you know.
Oh, here's the better one, MyPillow.
MyPillow.
With him holding the Nazi flag-based
sure,
pillow.
He loves that. He loves that. Is it true?
This one's better, introducing my padded cell.
Yeah, yeah.
We will be stealing that one.
I think we have that one.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, I love Mike. You know what's better than Mike Lindell pictures? Rudy. Already it's hard for me to still find people talking about the Rudy Giuliani thing. I wish Keith Olbermann's coverage was pretty fucking good.
But yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Like you said in a crab diving offline conversation, there's articles out there. It's like the 15 top craziest moments from that lawsuit. But 15.
Yeah. I'm just looking at Michael Rappaport to see if he commented. I don't believe he commented on Rudy.
Rudy,
how sad.
I mean, God, Rudy. I mean, that's like, I don't even understand what kind of work you could have been. How, if you have that much extra shit going on, meaning you're popping Viagra, I mean, you're shit face, but a guy like Rudy, does he notice he's drunk? He's just drunk all the time.
Well, yeah, I think he'd have to notice he's sober.
How is he able to go over depositions, prep clients for cases, send out paperwork, just do the business of being a lawyer, but being this drunk and this preoccupied with the Viagra and all the shenanigans? How is he able to make his law office run?
Well, he doesn't have a license anymore.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's right.
I don't think it matters.
What? Wait. But this Dumfrey worked with him at an office. Did he still have a law firm? Where was he working?
Well, he probably had an office somewhere or something.
To do what? That's what I don't understand. What business was he doing even?
Getting blowjobs and...
Why was he talking to Trump, I guess? I'm just confused about what his gig was at the time of this. That's what I don't get. Was he just working on Trump's campaign?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So he just had a bullshit office?
Yeah, probably.
And people were just so unfortunate as to end up working there. That Dumfrey, man, I feel bad for her. That is just what a fucking nightmare, man.
Trump wasn't found guilty. He was found liable. So what? These are little details. Civil court, criminal court. We know the difference. He was found more likely than not to have done what the woman said. And it ain't got nothing to do with New York. No. You know how hard? I'm in the middle of a case right now. You know how hard it is to get in front of a judge and an actual jury? We're dealing with it right now. I am telling you firsthand, it is arduous.
What's going on with
Is he Michael suing Rappaport? Someone? Holy shit,
or
man.
Is he being sued?
It's challenging. There's hoops. There's mountains to climb, literally. It's time. It's expensive. It's frustrating. E. Jean Carroll went the whole way. I don't care if it's criminal or liable. That jury found that Pig Donald Trump,
Pig Dick,
Epstein Donald Trump was more likely to have done what E. Jean Carroll said than not. So you could use the wording you want. Where I come from, that's called guilty, you fuck.
This was on YouTube, I think. So they had
guilty,
to
you fuck.
So he had to
God.
You know,
I wonder what his lawsuit is. Is he suing someone?
As far as I know, Robert De Niro's been married. He's been in monogamous relationships for long term. That does not qualify Stickman. Pistol Pete Davidson, whether you like it or not, amazing Stickman, an incredible cocksman. I mean, arguably the best cocksman of his generation right now. That's based on the numbers and the facts that we know right now.
Kind of an unfortunate take.
Based on the numbers and the facts that we know right now. Pistol Pete Davidson is arguably the greatest cocksman of his generation so far. Listen, time will tell.
Jeez. He's talking about De Niro fathering a baby at 79.
Did he just now?
Yeah.
God, why did he do that? He doesn't care.
Right.
Did he name the baby?
The
baby has a weird name.
The, oh, excuse
me. Does he...
What?
It's just weird to think about Robert De Niro having a baby right now. I want a 3 men and a baby, but an older version, maybe.
I mean, you know, you got to think about the kids. They're basically probably not going to have a father for real long. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but Robert De Niro, it's like, he'll have somebody step in and be the dad, I guess.
Well, I mean, yeah.
He'll get somebody but famous.
Nonetheless, it's...
Do you think that kid has a famous godfather? It's like Daenerys' dad, so like, I don't know.
Probably his wife's brother.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, that's true. Maybe somebody famous, though, would be better.
We have other news.
Yes.
The this is there's of course conflicting reports. Supposedly there was some high speed paparazzi chase in New York of Harry and Meghan. Yeah,
from the
Who Gives a Fuck files.
Right, the paparazzi was after them and they need security.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan were involved in a chaotic car chase when paparazzi in New York on Tuesday night that could have resulted in a catastrophic outcome, their spokesperson has alleged.
Why is someone chasing them? Why are they speeding away from the paparazzis? Why can't you just stand there and let them take pictures of you? Is that a fucked up?
They're driving. I guess they were like surrounding their car and stuff. The Sussexes were pursued by... Well, look what happened to Diana. They were pursued by photographers after leaving the Women of Vision Awards at the city's Ziegfeld Ballroom in a convoy that also included Dora Ragland, Meghan's mother. The couple were left shaken by the incident, although ultimately no one was hurt, the security detail said.
Richard!
Police said numerous photographers made the Sussexes' transport, quote, challenging, but that there were no reported collisions, injuries, or arrests.
My point is, if someone's taking your picture, why do you... I mean, listen, I get it. If they're being aggressive, you want to get away from them. Why do you need them to hit the pedal to the metal and just speed off into the city of New York and have a high-speed chase? Why can't you just drive away at a reasonable rate?
2 hours, they say it went on.
The chase?
Yeah.
God, I take my picture, you dumb fucks. Who fucking cares? Why am I
relentless pursuit lasting over 2 hours resulted in multiple near collisions involving other drivers on the road, pedestrians, and two NYPD officers.
No one is explaining, but why, though? What happens? At some point, Prince Harry must be like, let's get out of here, and then hits the gas, and then the chase is on, right?
Probably not driving.
But someone does that on his side, because they're chasing him.
One member of the security team said, I've never seen or experienced anything like this. What we were dealing with was very chaotic. There were over a dozen vehicles, cars, scooters, and bicycles.
But why are you running from them?
What are they going to do? Stop in the middle of the street and just...
Yeah. Just
be held there for hours?
Well, yeah. Order food or whatever. I mean, listen, man, I'm not getting in a high-speed chase over this bullshit. I mean, I just don't understand, like, why is this...
Said they were relieved when they finally got to the apartment they were staying. At one point, they tried to switch cars.
Yeah. I mean, were these people trying to threaten them or hurt them or do violence upon them? Is that the vibe here?
They ended up in a taxi. The taxi driver said they appeared nervous when they got in the taxi, and the security guard with them got out of the taxi at one point to tell the paparazzi to move.
So it's just Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Harry and Meghan gave the riot driver $50 for a $17.50 cab ride.
That's it. Hey, man, he's protecting you from these murderous paparazzis. You got to give him more money. That's cheap. It's New York, honestly.
200% tip?
Yeah, it's not enough.
Isn't enough?
No. 50 on 17. Tell them a $500 bill and be like, the next time you're in London, governor. You know what I mean? I think this is crazy. I mean, listen.
Apologies to our British listeners.
I'm so sorry. But British listeners, am I crazy? I mean, were they threatening them? I get that. Then you have to run,
well,
I guess.
Well, I think they're very aggressive. And
in what way? Like, they're taking... Like, listen, hold on. I'm going to show you what I mean. It's like this.
Yes, but you can't move. But you're being held captive by people that won't leave you alone and are purposely driving in front of the car.
Yeah, yeah.
They do that to slow the car down. they...
So then at this point,
they'll get in front of you and stop.
Right.
To stop the car totally so that they can get maybe the picture that they're of you picking your nose in the back of the car.
So Prince Harry just slips the guy at 50. He's like, hey, man, if you can outrun this motherfucker, this whole 50's yours.
Yeah, I don't know if he's...
Minus the fare, of course. It's a $100 bill. Give him a $100 bill. At least.
The so there you go. The Duke of Sussex has been vocal about the security of his family.
Right. Well, listen,
often
man.
Often highlighting parallels between his wife's treatment to that faced by his mother, Diana.
See,
who died of internal injuries resulting from a high-speed car crash in Paris.
Why? So you had to get away from these paparazzis, you have to drive at a high rate of speed.
I
mean, it's just crazy to me.
I think it's the only way to get away from them is to try to lose them.
My, you know, I'm speaking totally out of my ass here, but if it was me, I would tell my staff, we're going to sit in the car.
I would want to drive. I would think that would be fun trying to.
Well, I mean, it's all fun and games.
To drive away from them.
Listen, everybody, Steve McQueen. And then it goes.
Steve McQueen.
Then it goes tits.
Google Steve McQueen to our listeners under 50.
Shit, man. It's a mess.
What else have we got going on in the news?
Yes. I mean, who gives a shit? Why do we need another picture of Meghan Markle and what's his fuck? That's the other thing. How much is that worth? Is there a monetary value to a picture of Prince?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
If you get the right one, tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars if you get the right picture.
Does Andrew have the same problem?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you'd right. love to get a picture of him.
Ask your response to his allegation on this, and I want to ask also, do you think that 6 weeks is going too far? Is that going to doom Republicans with the moderates in this country when it comes to 2024?
Talking about 6-week abortion bans.
Yeah, yeah.
And DeSantis.
Right.
I guess DeSantis made some comments about, you know, he's in favor of the 6-week ban.
They sort of think by it's like you're not going to have trouble with moderates. It's everybody.
Right.
It's not moderates. What moderates are you talking about? It's not moderates. It's a fuck ton of people that hate this shit. Not moderately. They fucking hate it.
They feel that your 6-week abortion ban is too harsh. What are your thoughts on that?
Protecting an unborn child when there's the detectable heartbeat is something that almost probably 99% of pro-lifers support. It's something that other states like Iowa under Governor Kim Reynolds have enacted. And I think that as a Florida resident, you know, he didn't give an answer about would you have signed the heartbeat bill that Florida did. They had all the exceptions that people talk about. The legislature put it in.
All the exceptions people talk about, you know, like if somebody gets raped, I guess we should let them, you know, let them kill the baby. If somebody...
detectable heartbeat. How about a detectable personality?
Did. They had all the exceptions that people talk about. The legislature put it in. I signed the bill. I was proud to do it. He won't answer whether he would sign it or not.
He's talking about, of course, Trump. And this is, now we're going to hear Trump's response.
Jeez, here we go.
Ask your response to his allegation on this. And I want to ask also, do you think that 6 weeks is going too far? Is that going to doom Republicans with the moderates in this country when it comes to 2024?
Well, Rob, first of all, I'm the one that got rid of Roe v. Wade, and everybody said that was an impossible thing to do. I put on 3 Supreme Court justices. Very few people have had that privilege or honor, and they are terrific people, and they happen to believe that Roe v. Wade should not be there. It's been now brought back to the states. And what I've done is I've given the pro-life people who are wonderful people and loving people. I've given them the power of negotiation because now they're able to negotiate something that's going to be very important.
So,
God.
But that little interesting tidbit in the middle where he said the 3 SCOTUSes that he put on there, none of them wanted Roe v. Wade to be there. But that's not what they said during their hearing.
Oh, that's right. Well, he got them on there, though. That's the point.
But that's not what they said during their hearings.
So, so if you lied during your confirmation hearing, can you be impeached for that?
Who's in charge?
Senator Leahy. Senator Leahy with what's his face, the rapist, the alleged rapist of Christina Blasey Ford.
And I'm sure the Republican House is going to be right on top of that.
Yeah, that's true. They're on top of victims. They're not really on top of any issues.
Right, right.
If they're on top of. We don't want them on top of anybody. What a horrible bunch of Krakens.
Republicans are protecting George Santos.
Come on.
They voted to shield him from being expelled from Congress. They voted to send the resolution to expel him, which I'm sure was put forth by the Democrats.
It was absolutely put forth by a Democrat.
They're going to send it to the Ethics Committee. Which is, of course, chaired by Republicans.
They don't. Hey, George Santos, don't worry about it. Donald Trump was found civilly guilty of rape. They don't care about what you did. No. They don't give a shit, George. I mean, I even the dog shit they don't care about. All that stuff about the dog stuff you do, right? They don't care about that.
They
laughable.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
But wait, he was arrested. Is he out? He's out on bail. That guy bailed him out, Santos.
Yes.
That weird fuck.
Who?
Somebody bailed him out that was suspicious. It was this, somebody posted a bond for him. There was something suspicious about it.
Also, we've got... Let's see here in the news. We'll be back tomorrow, probably, maybe.
Yes.
Check our social medias.
Right.
Tuesdays and Thursdays are sketchy.
Right.
Not sketchy.
Very sketchy.
Sometimes we take the days off.
Right. Anybody.
We got shit going on.
Well, let me ask you something. If I wanted to carry in the studio, but you didn't want me to.
Carry.
A gun.
Yeah.
What recourse would you have? You wouldn't have any.
You
would have to let me because this is the domicile.
Probably not, yeah, because we're both on the lease.
If you wanted a pet snake, what can I do about it? Actually, it would be easier for me to get rid of that. I'd call a landlord and say, oh, man.
Oh, she wouldn't care.
You know what? I would be like, oh, the snake got out. I don't know what happened. Hey, listen, over the weekend, I just want to say that I caught two possums and relocated. Well, the same possum twice and relocated it.
That's right. Ryan's mom's dog has been having an ongoing friendship with a possum.
We got the possum out the first time, and the next night the dog brought it back in because I think Kenobi thought it was a toy or his buddy.
He was gentle with it, wasn't he?
I mean,
he didn't kill it.
No,
he brought it in. He carried it like a puppy.
Yeah, and then both dogs that were in there didn't give a shit about it. Forgot it was in there. It's really crazy. Absolutely nuts.
The possum has been relocated, though,
it? It's in the woods. I don't know. It's probably back. It's probably back in my mom's living room.
This is from... Oh, this Republican presidential candidate.
Yes.
Way up there.
Sununu?
No, way up there. In the 3-4% range.
Oh, we're talking about Mike Pence.
Nikki Haley.
Damn! Mike Pence is in like the 4%.
Yeah, around there, something like that.
They tried to kill him, and that's all he's got right now. Jeez.
Listen to how great it is to be one of these Republican assholes. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley's financial disclosure report.
Yes.
Shows that the former ambassador to the United Nations was paid between $100,000 and $1 million each for 12 speaking engagements last year.
Holy, each?
Each. The lowest was 100 G's. The highest was $1 million.
Holy shit.
Plus, she reported earning between $100,000 and $1 million in royalties from her book.
From her book? Who gives a shit about Nikki Haley?
I can't believe anybody. I'm sure well, the what is her RNC book?
I've never, heard of her book. What is it called?
If You Want Something Done.
No, that sucks. No one wants that book. If you want anyone, no one's going to read that book. No one's going to say, I'm done reading that book. So that's something that's not going to get done.
So she's also a senior advisor for a nonprofit called United Against a Nuclear Iran.
Okay.
And she made between $50,000 and $100,000 as an advisor
for a
nonprofit.
Right, right. This is an Iran hardliner that didn't like Obama's Iran deal, right?
Oh, of course.
Well, what didn't you like about it, if you're worried about nuclear shit, right? It was better, right?
It
was
that the black guy did it.
Well, listen.
That's what they didn't like
about it. Right, you know what sucks about the nuclear shit is the part where all the bombs explode.
Well, and they want to blow the place up.
Oh, they want that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Nikki. I misunderstood.
John Bolton still tugs his little pud over that.
We're going to need... Rudy, could you spare a wet wipe from what your situation is and tell down your buddy John Bolton? Give John a Viagra if you could, Rudy.
She was also on the board of Great Southern Homes, reported earning a salary between $50,000 and $100,000.
Damn!
She also received stock from Great Southern Homes, valued at between $250,000
to $500,000.
Holy shit. Why do people go into politics?
Well, yeah, right. So Nikki Haley runs for president. She raises her quote-unquote QAnon rating within the party, and then does a run for president increase the rate that she gets paid for these speeches that I can't imagine don't fucking suck? Do we have any excerpts from what she says to earn $1 million?
That's probably boring as fuck. Her presence on a corporate board while seeking the presidency already has drawn some scrutiny and contrasts with some past presidential contenders, including Mitt Romney, who opted to leave corporate board positions while seeking public office.
So what does that fuck care? Oh, please. His dog's on the roof. We found out he didn't pay taxes or something when he showed a huge profit 1 year or a few years. And he didn't release his taxes. He's a big fucking crook. Fuck Mitt Romney.
Her campaign spokesman said she intends to continue serving on the corporate boards for the duration of her presidential campaign.
So no, well, yeah.
Fuck you. She's not quitting.
What a shock. I'm going to continue getting paid for doing nothing, no matter what. So go fuck yourself.
Advisor.
You're not going to win. She knows she's not going
to
win.
50 to 100 grand to be an advisor to a group that doesn't want a nuclear Iran. What does that entail?
What is Nikki Haley going to do about that? Does she have a contact in Iran she talks to, or is she supposed to be a member of that?
It's the grift. The great grift.
Part of this is running for president is that you know you're not going to win. But you can increase your grift, possibly.
Yeah.
But what if you run and nobody likes you? Doesn't that decrease your grift potential?
Well, yeah.
It proves that no one gives a shit about you.
Ask Ron DeSantis in this upcoming election.
Ask Mike Pence. Why is it so hard for Mike Pence to find a job?
Is it?
Yeah. All these Trump people.
Do we know that?
Sure.
Where
is he going to work? Where's Sean Spicer working right now? Where's Billy Barr working right now?
I don't know. And Pence has he announced he's running?
He's running. He said he is.
Did he officially announce?
He said America needs to taste a mic. Just a little I think Clint Eastwood would be a threat to Biden. I think if Clint Eastwood cowboyed up and decided to run for president, that would be something to worry about if he ran as a Republican, correct?
Pence and his wife Karen are currently living in Northern Virginia, where the former vice president opened a transition office.
Ooh. Oh,
he's becoming a woman.
Okay. I support you, Mike.
They said he might go back to Indiana.
Oh, boy. What a decision. Do I stay in beautiful West Virginia?
Oh, he is a distinguished visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation.
Nine! Distinguished, nonetheless. Is he, though, even still after
I wonder what he's getting paid for that.
Is he? They didn't fire him after he didn't not certify the electoral count? He didn't lose his position?
Not at Heritage, I guess.
Jeez, that was gracious of them.
The plan is for Pence to advise policy experts, deliver policy speeches, and write a monthly column for the conservative think tank.
Oh, my God. A monthly fucking column. He writes a monthly fucking column? How many words is a column? Is that like 500 words? Like a 500-word essay kind of thing?
Probably a little more than that if it's monthly.
Mike Pence sits there and writes it. Does he have a laptop? I don't know. That's weird to me. I just can't picture that guy sitting there saying, well, mother, it's time for me to write my column. Is it that funny to you?
Also in the news, I wonder if Mike Pence is on this. There's a key speakers website. It has all the prices.
Well, he's not on there. Mike Pence is on Cameo for sure. He's on Cameo. I bet you Mike Pence is.
Oh, OnlyFans.
Is he really? I'm covering my nipples.
I can't find it. I don't think he's, I can't find his speaking fee.
The thing is, it's like they went after him, and you would think that Mike Pence would think, well, maybe because these crazy mobs went after me, people will feel bad for me, what I went through, and that might generate some sympathy for me, and maybe that'll show up in the polls. But it must be sad because that's not happening for him.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has reportedly charged upward of $100,000 per speech.
Jeez. What the fuck?
He also released his book titled So Help Me God last year.
So help me fucking God. If Mike Pence wants to bill me 100 fucking grand for... he's the worst speaker. 100 grand? Fuck that. That's crazy. Cash?
But before 2020, Biden was charging $100,000 to $200,000 per speech.
Okay. I mean, listen, all these guys charge money.
This is all ridiculous, though. It's all ridiculous.
But I can see Biden getting that money. He's a good speaker. He's personable. He can smile and he points to people. I don't know what Mike Pence does to seem human when he's talking. I don't understand how he gets $100,000 to talk into a microphone. Biden has all these stories. Right? He can tell bullshit stories.
I guess.
Mike Pence has no personality. I mean, if Trump thinks Ron DeRacis needs a personality transplant, I mean, my God. Mike Pence. He needs one yesterday.
It looks like they're back in Indianapolis. Living in a $2 million mansion in the suburbs of Indianapolis.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, Pence makes upwards of $100,000 per speech.
Does he have a security guard or a gate or anything? I would want to be surrounded by people because of maggots.
I don't know how long I thought like 6 months maybe is how long the vice president.
Really?
I don't know if they get him for life or not. I know the president does, but I don't know if the vice president does or not.
That's not reasonable. The vice president gets 2 weeks with the security detail. The president gets the rest of his fucking life. That's bullshit.
excuse me.
Yeah.
The
Mike Pence might not like hanging out with the Secret Service, you know?
This is... here you go.
The assault comes in waves. The current assault on the United States Supreme Court as an institution started on May 4th, 2020. I remember it like it was
God. Jesus Christ. May 4th, 2020. I remember...
This is, again, a Rhodes Scholar who went to Oxford.
Oh, is this Kennedy?
And no joke, this is John Kennedy.
Shut the fuck up. This guy sounds like a meth head. I mean,
I know.
God.
Right.
Lackadaisical with the fucking story. Ease off on the lore tabs, Senator.
The, I guess, I don't have the edited version of this, but I guess.
This is a senator.
I guess Durbin slam dunked on this idiot.
Yeah.
But this is from the other day. We didn't even talk about this one.
If President Lopez Obrador invited the American military and or law enforcement personnel to come into Mexico and work with his, we could stop the cartels, couldn't we?
I believe, Senator, that we can stop the cartels.
Okay. Have you made that suggestion to President Biden?
If I could, I believe that we can stop the cartels by...
Have you made that suggestion to President Biden?
Senator, I have been very vocal in the whole of government setting on the importance of fentanyl and all of us using every single effort and authority that we
have. Why hasn't President Biden done it? I mean, this is the way the...
By the way, she's not saying that she asked the president to send troops to Mexico. She's saying we can stop it, but she's talking about other means of stopping it, sending our army down there.
It sounds like what she needs to say, listen, Senator, that wouldn't make any fucking sense. You don't know what you're talking about.
American people whose sons and daughters are dying, look at it. Our economy is $23 trillion. Mexico's economy is $1.3 trillion. Ours is 18 times bigger. We buy $400 billion every year from Mexico. Without the people of America, Mexico, figuratively speaking, would be eating cat food out of a can and living in a tent behind an Outback.
What? Behind an Outback steakhouse?
I think he means a camper. You know, one of those.
He didn't mean behind an Outback.
No.
Jesus Christ. That's just...
Maybe.
Is this at a hearing?
Yeah, sure.
Congratulations, Senator. That's on the record. You sound fucked up. And he's supposed to be one of the less crazy ones, right? He's a senator.
Oh, he says
he's
some,
a senator.
He says some crazy shit,
he's
though.
Not like Ron Johnson, though. God, I mean, that guy's a senator. Woo-wee.
Yeah, that's John Kennedy.
What a fuckhead. Hey, there's Mexicans eating cat food. Hey,
figuratively.
Behind an Outback steakhouse. Jeez, man.
That's the senator from Louisiana.
God, you sound dumb as shit. Where did you go to college?
Oxford.
Hello, I'm Joe Kennedy. I am.
John.
Joe Kennedy is, he's a Democrat.
Yes. And Robert Kennedy is junior
he's
the is running for president.
Thank
at
you.
The behest of Steve Bannon.
See, that's crazy. Like, Bannon is a guy, he shouldn't get what he wants, because what he wants is, well, he wants a Kennedy that's an anti-vaxxer to be president.
Well, he said he wants a disruptor. He wants chaos. So he wants... he's hoping Kennedy will steal votes from Biden.
No.
And that,
there's no way.
And that, that'll help Trump win.
Do you really think the Venn diagram where people are not getting vaccinated because they don't like the vaccine and Biden voters, there's overlap? No, there's not.
Not much.
There's none. That's crazy. That's the thing.
No, we've seen those studies that show that Republicans overwhelmingly have been... Yeah. Have been affected by COVID.
Listen to me. If you're a Democrat, don't vote for John Kennedy. That's some free advice. You're welcome. And a vaccine denier, right? He thinks the vaccine's bullshit or something.
Who?
John Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy.
I'm so sorry. Robert Kennedy.
Yes.
Okay.
He's turned into quite the anti-vax lunatic.
But John came back. According to QAnon or some shit.
JFK Jr.
Yeah.
John allegedly was never. Yes. He disappeared because Hillary Clinton's assassins were out to get him because he was going to run against her for governor of New York or something.
There needs to be a coffee table book of all the Hillary Clinton conspiracy theories, and it needs to be indexed so you can look it up, keywords and shit. That'd be a fun coffee table book.
Let's see. Also in the news.
Yes.
Oh, Rudy's being sued by somebody else.
Oh, I saw this. Yes.
A Staten Island ShopRite employee.
Right.
Giuliani is being sued by the employee who put his hand on Giuliani's back and called him a scumbag. Remember that? He tapped him on the back and said, hey, you're a scumbag or something.
Right, right.
And Rudy acted as if he had been hit by a bus. Oh, I'm wounded. You hurt me.
He was probably, you know, this guy's drunk. He probably was like, you wouldn't believe what I did at the ShopRite or ShopLine or whatever the fuck it is.
The incident landed this guy in prison. He lost his job and conservatives came after him. The charges were ultimately dismissed. So he went to jail, not prison.
Right. And he lost.
But he and his lawyer arguing that Giuliani is continuing to lie about the incident and defaming this guy.
Wow. God, Rudy, you got to slow down.
Rudy claimed at the time that he was assaulted by a man who attacked him.
Damn!
He said it's assaulting an elderly person.
You gotta calm down, motherfucker. You drink morning, noon, and night. You were probably hard as shit when this guy, quote-unquote, assaulted you. You are...
Giuliani remarked that the experience was, quote, like being hit on the back as if a boulder hit me.
No, I remember this. Jeez. A boulder.
CCTV footage, however, showed a different story.
Hello?
Gil approached Giuliani, patted him on the back with an open palm, said something, and walked off.
Right.
The ordeal was over in seconds. Giuliani alleged that Gil said, "What's up, shitbag?"
Right.
After the pat. And then before attacking his stance on abortion, Giuliani said he kept cursing. He wouldn't stop. He kept menacing and threatening me. So I said, "Let's get him arrested. Let's make an example out of him."
They should arrest your asshole. Honestly, they should put cuffs on your asshole. Put that asshole in the slammer.
CCTV, however, showed Gil walked right off, leaving no time for the prolonged interaction that Giuliani imagined was happening.
He fucking lied.
Yeah.
Hey, Giuliani, what about you running around?
Remember, charges
out.
Were dropped. Guy was let go.
This Giuliani liked to work with that person he assaulted at work in a hotel room. So it would be easier for him to like to fool around and take his penis out, chase her.
He was charged with terrorizing felony her. Assault for tapping Rudy on the back.
And think about what Rudy does. He's not. He's a big ball of assault. That's all he's doing. This shouldn't be allowed to have Viagra. Why is he allowed? What doctor is giving him all these hard-on pills? I want that guy arrested. Should he be arrested?
Giuliani claimed publicly during a national media tour that he had, quote, wounds on his back that he suffered as a result of the attack.
Is it true that he's taken Viagra so the wounds heal?
As a result, Gil, that's the guy, was inundated with hate mail and death threats from the Christian Party of Love.
On behalf of Rudy?
And Jesus.
On behalf of Rudy Giuliani, death that threats. Rapey fuck. Rapey? According to that lawsuit, rape fuck.
The guy's lawyer says, Rudy Giuliani's lies have caused incalculable damage to this country, but his lies about Daniel Gill should cost him about $2 million.
Damn.
And the Staten Island police went along with it. They made sure Gill spent at least a night in jail.
Oh, shit.
The cops should be careful who they do favors for while wearing body cameras.
Right.
Uh-oh. That means they're probably going to show the police. There's no reason that they knew they wouldn't be able to hold him.
Yeah.
If they made some shit up.
Right. God.
Or they held the paperwork for a little too long.
God.
And then it's like, well, we had to keep him till the next day to process him.
You know, the thing is, it's like, Rudy's in this place. All that guy, I remember this video now. All he did was like put his hand on his shoulder,
right,
and called him a scumbag.
Literally tapped him on the back, yeah.
I mean, there's something about Trump and Rudy and just these authoritarian fucks. They can't go anywhere. All he was doing was going in a shopping center. Rudy.
Yes. He was a safe co. Wait, where was he?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. He could have been anywhere. He just...
Right, right.
This fucking creep can't go anywhere. He literally can't walk down the street and chew gum at the same time without taking his penis out. He wanted to be Secretary of State. He wanted... That was true. He wanted to be Secretary of State. Or Attorney General or some shit.
Oh, this is interesting. Austria.
Yes.
Has indicted Eric Prince.
Damn.
The brother of Ditzy DeVos.
Yes. The Blackwater guy,
who
right?
Who was the head of the notorious U.S. mercenary group Blackwater, considered an intimate friend of Trump and Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan,
right,
Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates.
Okay. Details.
He is being charged, indicted on the War Materials Act in Austria for arms trafficking.
Oh, so he's driving a bunch of bullshit through there. Yeah.
It's just happening. It's just breaking, and they're sharing a lot of German.
So can you, does the U.S., do they extradite people to Austria?
Oh, I'm sure.
Austria really?
It's part of the EU, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
I'm sure there's extradition.
Jeez.
So that's breaking.
Damn.
God,
these mercs. I mean,
der Militär und Trump Intimus Eric Prince sold mit Flugzeug Firma aus Wiener Neustadt Befwatneta. Our German friends are horrified.
Right.
Can I translate this? Yes,
oh, surely.
Let's translate this. Eric Prince was the head of U.S. Notorious U.S. mercenary group Blackwater. He is considered the intimate, this is a Google translation of the courier, K-U-R-I-E-R, in Austria, free place in the dock will soon be waiting in the court dock.
A free place in the dock.
Prince is one of five people cited by the Wiener Neustadt prosecutor in court. Wiener?
Neustadt. Wiener Neustadt.
The prosecution filed a criminal complaint under paragraph 7 of the War Material Act.
Oh, shit. That sounds serious, Eric.
Suspicion of illegal export of ordnance and war material.
Yeah, this fucking, this Blackwater motherfucker's just, he's just like throwing weapons all over the fucking place.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. He's a real shit stain.
I mean, who's he arming? Do you think Blackwater's arming any Russians?
I don't know. They've got that mercenary group,
yeah,
their own, don't they?
Yeah.
And there's been weird stories coming out about that the head of that mercenary group was saying, well, he's willing to flip and give and give all the troop locations to Putin. There was other reports that he was ready to pull all of his people out because there was no support.
Shit.
Everything, by the way, appears to be going pretty well for the Ukrainians.
Yeah. Have they started their offensive yet?
I don't know.
I thought they were waiting on some shit.
But they've been definitely making strides.
Yeah. It's not going great for Putin.
Not great... story from the BBC.
Yes.
So we'll keep an eye on this Eric Prince stuff. It's really
right.
It's only I'm only seeing German stories right now.
You're fucked, dude. You can't just you can't drag your fucking weapons all over the fucking planet. It's not Florida.
Researchers say there is now a 66% chance.
Yes,
that we will pass the 1.5 centigrade global warming threshold between now and 2027.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
The chances are rising due to emissions from human activities and a likely El Nino later this year.
Suck which is my why dick, climate think change.
We might be getting some hurricanes because of El Nino.
We're going to make it. We are going to make that mark.
If the world passes the limit, scientists stress the breach while worrying will likely be temporary. Hitting the threshold would mean the world is 1.5 degrees warmer than it was during the second half of the 19th century before fossil fuel emissions from industrialization began to ramp up.
Yes.
Breaking the limit for even just 1 year is a worrying sign that warming is accelerating and not slowing down.
Well, listen, I have a thing. I will tell you what a comedian friend of mine says to that. Why do they always blame global warming? Why is it always the warming of the planet that affects everything? Why are we blaming it on that?
Because it affects the climate everywhere, you dumb fuck.
It's heat, bitch. It's like heat initiates all change, right? The absence or presence of heat changes
things.
Well,
of course, yes.
Why is it always global warming? Because it is. Because it that's all it is. It's crazy.
Scientists use average temperature data from the period between 1850 and 1900 as a measure of how hot the world was before our modern reliance on coal, oil, and gas.
They didn't know how to take the temperature of the planet back then, did they? What do? They use like a sheep's bladder?
For decades, they believed if the world warmed by around 2 degrees centigrade, that it would be the threshold of dangerous impacts. But in 2018, they significantly revised the estimate, saying going past 1.5 degrees would be calamitous for the world.
But now we're okay until 2027, correct? We're good for another 2 years.
Well, but we're passing the limit for the first time.
In 2 years.
Forever.
I understand that. I'm just saying we know we'll be okay until 2027.
No, at least. They're 98% certain that at least by 2027 it will be broken. So between now and 2027.
Oh, I see. There's no really way to look at this story that you're doing and say, oh, okay, that's good. That's good news, right?
She wanted out of the studio. Yes, I'm sorry. I was poked in the leg.
Right, right. What's the good news part of the story is my question.
None.
Okay, cool.
The two key elements, the first is the continuing high levels of carbon from human activities that went way down during the pandemic. Everybody being locked in was a tiny bonus because no planes were flying and people weren't driving to work.
See, now somebody's going to hear you say that and some right-wing nutbag is going to see the liberals want to lock us down to make the climate better.
No, I'm just saying, it's causal. It's obviously causal.
But it's
causal.
True. No, right. But that's the truth. We want to save the planet or do we not? Go home.
Right, but nobody's saying we got to shut down the airlines. Nobody's saying we got to lock down everything. But I think the pandemic has proven that the work from home sitch is very, very doable. And capitalist Nazis that demand everybody get back into these office buildings. We need them in the office is bullshit because they're rich
yes.
cunt friends own the buildings and need the money, the rent money.
What we need is to win the war against Mother Nature. That's what we need. We need to not be sucked into the Gulf by a fucking hurricane. We need to figure out how to stop the hurricanes, and we need to cool the earth down.
I think we dropped out for a minute.
Oh, shit. How do we cool the earth down? Because we're not going to do it by reducing any sort of activity. That's bullshit. That's not what humans do. We need to inject something into the earth, like with a giant turkey baster. That will make it cooler.
Why don't we just nuke the sun?
No, cool down the earth. Send some ice down that motherfucker. We got ice. We can't make shit cold. We know how to do that. We invented air conditioning. We need to drop some fucking air conditioning down into the earth's fucking core. Tell me I'm wrong.
Which makes global warming worse, doesn't it?
I'm making it cooler.
But the power we have to generate solar. To air condition.
Solar windmills. I'm killing the eagles.
What about all the ear cancer you're going to get?
I don't know. There's nothing good to listen to at that point.
Gotta get the fuck out of here.
Right.
I think we just came back on the air. We dropped out for a second. It must be Florida.
Right.
Must be our upload speed today. Apologies.
Jesus said it's done with Florida. Just bye.
Back maybe tomorrow, otherwise Friday. Check out our social media at Crab Diving, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed day and weekend, or not weekend yet, or whatever, a couple days. We'll talk at you soon.
Nine!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.